Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Yeah. What's happening? It's the LC and Jack Radio Show. Back at you. Yeah, we changed the day. So what? Got that lazy so what attitude today, but it's all good. Hit us up, 347-843-4738. Up close and personal. Urban Talk Radio. With the bread man. What's the word there, bread?
The word is, they don't believe me, LC, but I don't give a damn. I don't give a who. What you think? I ain't Googled nothing. I've been there. You know what I'm saying? Try to tell me I ain't been in that town. I've been in your town before you even knew who I was, baby. What's up? Tell me
what
I'm talking
good.
About. They don't know how to get down, LC. I gotta let them know.
The bread man does
they,
his thing.
They must
fact.
Think because they from there, and I'm just letting them know I've been there. Oh, you Googled it. Maybe I ain't have to Google nothing. I laid down a foundation, interviewed with the owner, parlayed with the customers, and ate the food, and videotaped me eating up the peach cobbler. You know what I'm saying? The smoked, what was that? I had the smoked chicken and the smoked ribs, pork chop. Man, I was tearing it up. I don't eat that no more, but hey. But it's all good. Shout out to my homegirl out there, Chanel, out in D-Town. Thinking the bread man's fronting, catfishing. I ain't catfishing. I could catch catfish, but I ain't no catfish.
I hear that.
Dessert. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's good. The bread man doing his thing in the saddle.
Yes, sir.
And all those heads out there, you know, we definitely want to add some female flavor to the show. So if you think you know what or you have what it takes, you know, drop us an email, hit us up on social media, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. It's time. You ready? I think your man, Brad, you reach out to him. We're trying to move to some other platforms. They expand
yes,
the base.
Yes,
so
sir.
I'm waiting for him to give us the green light.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
He's doing some things. I dropped the ball on him, and he's shaking and baking. He's gonna get up with us. That's for sure.
Okay.
You know
all right. Yeah, we want to jump
the
on that.
The bug is in his ear. The bug
okay.
is in his ear.
Yeah, we're gonna make some moves. I'm you know, the show is long ready to kind of be, you know, just do our thing. I mean, we have an established audience, an established group of guests, not group, but of many, many, many guests over the years. So it's good stuff. So we ready. We thank you for your continued support over the years, but it's just time. It's time to kind of move the show and add a little different flavor. That's always a good thing. So I apologize. We have some guests on the back burner, so we're just trying to line them up. So stay tuned for that. Some really good guests coming down the pike. one of them out the country, and a couple others we'll definitely have on here shortly. But great stuff there, Brad. It was amazing. You know, we always talk about different topics, but this week, my man, I'm not a Laker fan, but Magic Johnson is definitely one of my fans. Well, I hope he's a fan of mine, but I'm one of his fans, and you know, he put up the white flag and decided that, you know, he can't be the Lakers' man in charge anymore. And I never thought that's really not a strength of Magic Johnson, of being a president of, you know, and he owns many different companies, but he has people oversee them and report to him. So he basically could go out and enjoy himself and be Magic. Showtime. So Magic hung it up. They said LeBron was shocked. Everybody was shocked because he kind of just did it right on the cuff.
Mm-hmm.
So big up to Magic. As he said, he wasn't having fun anymore. But that position is not a fun position. So
no, come on, LeBron, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, now you got LeBron in L.A., so LeBron want to make his own decisions. So we'll see what happens, but LeBron is – maybe LeBron said he's the new president.
Hey, he's out there catfishing now. Look, he's out there catfishing now. He's sitting back catfishing, mucking.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a trip. So with that said, it was good to see D-Wade. I don't know if you saw the game. He was like old form D-Wade in his second to last game. Last game at home down in Miami. Got 30 points. I mean, he looked like he was 25 again, making those shots.
Okay.
So big up to D-Wade. Congratulations to him. I think it's been like 17 years in the league, something like that. So he's won 3 championships. He really couldn't do anything else. So, you know, I congratulate him. You know, good guy. Always did it right. So wish him well. You know, he's married to my girl. Love her to death. I'm a big fan of his wife's. So But we'll see, D-Wade, let's see, I'm sure he'll be behind the mic on one of the networks, you know, doing something on the game. But big news in sports, I tell you. Big news. Between Magic dropping the bomb on everybody, that was surprising. And then D-Wade going off at 37 points last night, trying to help his team make the playoffs, which he was not successful on doing, but he did his best. They won a game, but just didn't win enough games this year. So they'll be on the sidelines with the Knicks, not making the playoffs. So the only thing we could hope for, at least if you're a New York fan, you got one team in New York that can make the playoffs. That's the Nets.
Yeah, Brooklyn's in the house. Yep.
Yep. And the other team that is trying to hope that they win the lottery, and that they hope that they really win the free agent lottery and get Kevin Durant and somebody else to come to New York. So we'll see what happens with that. They say supposedly that's a done deal. I don't know about that one. It's not done until it's done, until that ink dries. Once the ink dries, then you can say, okay, you know what? Now, just like LeBron, nobody really, I don't think, when he left Cleveland and went to Miami, I don't think too many people figured he was going back to Cleveland. That was a shocker.
Yeah.
So I give LeBron credit. If he doesn't win anymore, which I don't think he will,
just
I give him credit. He won
title.
Home.
Yeah,
he won home, and he delivered a title. I mean, you can't ask the man to do too much more than that.
Yeah, just get the scoring title and be happy with that. That's it. Just legacy.
Yeah, I don't think – I think LeBron is – maybe he's got another year left. They say more than that. When he got that injury, yeah, he wasn't in the same play, which you know, I understand. But he's on the downside, man, 34, 35. He's played a lot of games. Even if they do get somebody else to compliment him, that West is so tough. He should have stayed in the East.
Yeah, still stayed in the East.
Big mistake,
man.
Big mistake going out to L.A. And I get it. You know, he wants to do the movie thing and this and that, but guess what, man? The basketball, that West is so tough. Now, the East is getting a little stronger, but nothing like that West.
Yeah, he dominated the East for so long, no matter where he was at.
Yeah.
Come on, eight straight championships? I mean, you know, he went to eight straight
finals.
Yeah,
he feared. Yeah.
It was because of him.
That's right.
Because of him. He left, bottom fell out. And just what
you
said.
That's
it, man.
That's,
the West is too strong, man.
Sixers. To me, if he's going to leave, he should have went to the Sixers, man. The Sixers got
a good
team.
Man. Sixers would have been there.
The Sixers got a good team. I mean, they there.
They got a big man. They got a power forward. You know what I'm saying? They got a point guard. They got shooters. Three-point shooting. That's what he needs. He needs three-point shooters so he can set them up.
Right. I mean, Toronto's tough this year, too. So, but if LeBron was on Toronto, the Sixers, oh, man, that would be some team.
Yeah.
But he wanted to go to Showtime out in L.A.
Yeah. Ain't no time
that's
now.
Gonna work out. Yeah, I don't think that's going to work out. But, hey, we'll see what happens. We'll, you know, time will tell. But it's just amazing you know, the season's over. It goes by so fast. Now the playoffs are getting ready to start, and let the fun begin. NBA playoffs, the Masters with Tiger starts tomorrow.
Yep.
So kind of hard not even talk about sports because there's so much stuff going on. And if you're into hockey, out on Strong Island, the New York Islanders are actually playing a playoff game tonight, in which they're winning. So. A lot of stuff going on for those people that like sports. The ones that don't, sorry. That's what we're talking about a little bit tonight because it's top of mind. We're into sports. And if you're into football, they're having the NFL draft here in a couple weeks. So if you're a sports fan, there's a lot going on. And we didn't even mention about baseball. Baseball is ongoing now. Just starting. So, a lot going on. A lot of good movies coming on as well. The Avengers are coming out here in a couple weeks. If you're into that type of movie. So, it's springtime. I guess you can hear it in our voices. We're excited.
Me
I'm sure you're excited. In New York, the weather's been beautiful. 60, 70 degrees. So let's not complain. Let's enjoy it. And we got plenty of time to do that. Plenty of time to kick back and enjoy the LC and Jack Radio Show. Let's take a brief pause for the cause break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Barry Eastman, songwriter, record producer. Hey, check out my new album that's out on Billy Ocean called Here You Are. Classic R&B songs and classic hits from Billy, and you're listening to the LC and Jack Show.
Hi, this is Melba Moore, and you're listening to the LC and Jack Show.
Hi, everybody. Dave Siff, Seattle Mariners TV announcer, and you're listening to LC and Jack with the Bread Man.
What's up, world? It's your boy, P. Frank Williams, producer. Extraordinaire, BET Awards, American Gangster, Unsung, plenty of properties. I want to shout out my man LC and Jack for holding it down for hip-hop culture, for the universe, and keeping that radio wave alive and well, man. Shout out to you guys. Be safe and be black and strong. One love.
That's what's good. Thank you to P. Frank Williams doing his thing. Got a new show coming out. So big up to him showing us love. He's always on the show whenever we ask. And I don't think any guests refuse to come back on because they love it.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I just heard one of our old interviews, Brad. Well, we interviewed him several times. Mr. Michael Bivens. Big up to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's somebody we got to track back down. It's been, wow, it's been amazing, Brad. It's been like 7 years since we've had him on.
I know.
It's unbelievable. Time flies. I remember, yeah.
Well, and you know, I was just listening to the show you did in Buffalo with Mr. Salvatore.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm thinking about going up there pretty soon and introduce myself, you know what I'm saying? Because you was at a wedding and everything. That was classic, man. For you to go up there for a wedding and get him to come and bless the show. I mean, we have some amazing shows. And today and yesterday, I was networking and giving some new people who just found out about the LC and Jack show. You know, so they kind of knew, but they never approached me about it. So I gave them the link, and they was loving it, man. And the guy was like, "What's this Beauty of the Week thing?" I said, "Oh man, wait till the summer, man. We're gonna bring it back, man. We're gonna do Beauty of the Week.
That's right.
We're gonna blast it off. We're gonna blast it off. We got some new honeys. We got some new honeys listening to the show, and they want to get down
there. Let's get on
first.
It. Duty of the week.
Let's get on it, baby. Yeah, we're gonna get
the
rules and regulations out. And matter of fact, I sent a couple of candidates some old shows on the format, so they can hear it for themselves and listen to some of the past contestants and to put them at ease. You know, when you first meet people, they don't really know what's going on. So we got verification. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So that's coming this summer. We're going to put it together and get it out there.
Perfect. That'll work. And what else? Some other stuff we got to loop back on. But, yeah, definitely. Actually, we had a gentleman called Andre Hudson who designed
with the Hyundai.
The Sonata.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's actually doing some new things. He hit me up.
Okay.
Not too long ago, so we'll definitely get him back on here soon. Talk about some of the new endeavors that he's with.
Okay.
That was a very good interview. Very good interview back in the day. It's amazing. The time flies. You do these interviews, you think it was yesterday, and it's been a minute. That's how quick the time goes, but it's all good. We got some new. Trying to track down a couple of legendary people as well, so we're trying to lasso them in, and but we do have some other people that's lined up. It's just that everybody's schedule gets a little crazy, so sometimes you just gotta be patient, and then it'll happen. But it was good. We have had the legendary Jim Brown on the show. Can't complain about that.
Nope.
Jim Brown is the man, still doing it.
The Hammer. We had the Hammer.
Yes, it. We got, matter of fact, it's been a minute. We'll have to get him back on. I'm sure he's probably overseas or something like that. I got to dig out his contact information. And, Brad, he should have become a comedian because I don't think I've laughed any harder with him.
Yeah. He's a natural, man. He's a natural.
He is. Great movies. He's still doing it. That's it. So, matter of fact,
pushing 80 and still look like he's 40.
Isn't that something? Doing.
Yeah.
So we'll hit him up and try to schedule a date to get him on. I mean, he's always dying to come on. So we will get him back on the show, find out what he's up to. And it's just amazing, looping back with some of our past guests because it's been a minute for some of them. So, It's always great to get them back on to find out what they're up to. So we would do that for our new listeners that may be not familiar, but you'd always check out our pod, go through the archives. There's plenty of shows. I think over 300 shows or close to that. So There's plenty of, you know, material to listen to. So, with that said, it's unbelievable there, Brad. Unfortunately, we lost Nipsey Hussle, hip-hop artist.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And I have to admit, I didn't know the brother until, unfortunately, his demise, but I've learned about all the things that he's been doing, or was doing, I should say. And the good news is they found the person, the alleged, I should say, person that shot him.
Mm-hmm.
And he is being, his attorney is Chris Darden, who was the defense, the DA, one of the
OJ.
DAs from the OJ trial. Yes. So that started a lot of controversies here the last couple weeks. So Chris Darden back in the news. So more to come on that, but I was very surprised. They cost me headlines that Chris Darden is back at it. He's still alive. I don't know about Marsha Clark. For Chris Darden.
That was his old flame. That was his old flame.
Yeah.
He had a jungle fever, baby. He had the jungle fever.
Yeah.
We got jungle fever.
Yeah, he was
fever.
With OJ. That's why him and OJ were buddies. Because OJ, of course.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
We know OJ,
fever.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
You know that. OJ was on, you know, that was this thing. And they said he forgot his own people. But, but OJ became black again once they wanted to hang him. So, but that's old news. I just figured for our listeners that, and I'm sure a lot of people are not familiar, but it was out there that Christopher Darden is defending, you know, the accused
Man,
of murder.
He's going to get some hate mail. He's going to get some hate mail on him. Cause, I mean,
oh, some. He's going to get a tremendous
you know,
amount
of
mail.
I briefly heard of him on the Breakfast Club about the documentary. And then now I'm listening to Sirius Radio and Rock the Bells, and they got his song on at number two. You know, ever since his passing, his song is reaching units, skyrocketing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that always happens, unfortunately, when an artist passes away. And here's a young brother, 33 years old.
Yeah, 33 years old, and doing it.
And they called him the Barack Obama of the streets of L.A. That's what they called him.
Yeah.
They called him
I listened
that.
To his lyrics. I listened to his lyrics, and, you know, he still got that West Coast vibe. But looking past that, the work in the community is is phenomenal. That's why they named the street after him already. I mean, he hasn't been gone for 2 weeks, and look what the legislation, look what the government, you know, local government can do when they want to do something positive. And I wish that would just spread amongst other, you know, local governments on across the board, because it's needed, you know what I'm saying? It's needed. We don't have to wait for someone to pass. Just if something's worthwhile passing, for recognition or even to help our fellow citizens out, you know, that's what it's all about, you know what I'm saying? That recognition.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, when you look at Hollywood, as soon as you do something wrong, guess what they're doing? They're ripping up your star, they're taking down your statue, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, it's crazy. It's really crazy right now. Everything's going in reverse, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? If you do something now, if you got statues, if you got Walk of Fame or this and that, they scratching you out the record books and taking you down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're trying to make it seem like you were never there. So, this is true. This is very true there, Brett. So, but more to come. I know you got some shout-outs there, Brett. What do you got?
Yes, sir. I got some new friends on the line. I got Miss Melanie out there in Quorum and Suffolk Bus. Want to give her a shout out tonight.
And I got my girl out in Vegas, Miss Trish. And I got a newfound friend out there in Whitby, Canada, outside of Toronto, Miss Lady Marie. Got another Trish out there in Memphis, Tennessee. And I want to give a shout out down in ATL to my man Matlock, GBMTV. Looking forward to doing some videos and some music with him. You know, I want to give a shout out to my man Norman, Ice. You know what I'm saying? My nephew Jamal Robinson down there in Clarksburg, Maryland. Next week is his birthday, so hopefully I get to check him out next weekend for his little birthday bash. And man, I'll tell you, it's some good things out there. I was thinking about my friend Randy Williamson. Rest in peace to him. Just thinking about him, so I just want to give him a shout out, man. I miss him dearly. So rest in peace, my good friend Randy Williamson. We call him Pimp Daddy, aka Pimp Daddy, Mr. T. Good brother.
Yeah.
I surely
very
do
good
miss
brother.
Him. Yes, sir.
Yes.
But I'm just looking forward to going out to Springfield, Illinois on the next show. I'll give you some updates on the show that I'm doing, a fundraiser out in Springfield, Illinois on the 27th of April. I'm going to hit the road, man, and make some things happen, man. That's what it's all about. Spring is here, and I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm ready to hit the streets, man. Beep, beep.
Spring is here, unless you're up near Minnesota, because they're getting hammered up there with feet of snow. So,
yeah, man.
If you're not in that area of the country, you're happy, but they're getting hammered right now to the end of the week, supposedly. So, but spring will eventually hit Minnesota and the neighboring states. But they getting that. That's April. April can happen. That can happen. Fortunately, it's not here in New York. We're getting a pass. So we didn't even get that much snow this year.
No, not at all.
Not much snow at all. Not that I'm complaining.
Nope.
So it's all good. Make sure you check us out again. Our number, 347-843-4738. And, you know, make sure we're getting hit up on Twitter. We've been active on the Twitter. The Facebook, got to check in on that. You know, I haven't been active on the Facebook in a minute. And LinkedIn, we've been on there. We're getting some activity on there. But, hit us up on Twitter. A lot of people on Twitter. Instantaneous social media. Good stuff happening. Your boy R. Kelly was back in the news there, Brad, and he asked that the media don't kill him. He had a performance to me. He's like, hey, this is what I got to do to make a living now. He was trying to go to, where did he want to go? He's trying to go overseas.
Yeah, they shut him down.
He tried to get permission. Dubai. He was trying to go to Dubai and said he had a show over there. And those Dubai officials called up and said, nah, ain't nobody want him over here. They ain't got no shows there for him.
Yeah.
So that blew up in his face.
I saw that.
So R. Kelly's down to doing shows and clubs. I mean, that's
he's trying to get that tax-free money over there. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to get that tax-free money.
Yeah, well, a lot of people ain't gonna mess with him because it was we'll want down, and then he owed for that notorious for those that saw Surviving R. Kelly, that studio.
Yeah,
he owed thousands of dollars of back rent, so the landlord got slick and went after his royalty money that Sony was holding. So they got that money. So Art no longer owes any back rent because they went and took it. They got a court order. And the judge signed off on it. And that's what happens when you owe money. If you don't pay, they will come after you. And that's what happened. So we'll see what happens coming up with Art. Everybody knows he's, in court. He's out of jail. And we'll see, time will tell when it comes to what will happen to him. But there's always something going on with Art, I tell you. Never a dull moment in time. And, of course, our president, every day is a fiasco with him.
Oh, man.
Always trying to keep anybody with melanin in this skin out of this country. Not worried about it, Europeans. They ain't worried about them.
Yeah. The ones who came over here illegally anyway.
Yeah, you ain't worried about them. So, but, we got a couple of years, or a little less than a couple of years to deal with him, and we'll see if it's Bernie Sanders or who will make it out of the pack, because you got a pack of people that are running, at least on the Democratic side. Republican, who knows who's going to try to go after Trump. But Trump is trying to get reelected. So it'll be interesting. See when the dust settles, who's left standing.
That's it.
So, but, Brad, but like I said, man, it's going to be good. We got Easter coming up here in a couple weeks, as well as Memorial Day right around the corner. So make sure you get your plans in order. If you're into the different shows, all the different artists will be out on tours performing. Some of the times when they rack up and they're out and about. So looking forward to seeing some good concerts, especially hip-hop artists. I call them a legendary artist from the 80s, 90s. So we'll see what goes down with them. And a lot more. So, Brad, what do you got, man, before we wrap up the show?
That's it, man. You know what I'm saying? Looking forward to another awesome show next week, same time. And that's about it, man. Hopefully this weather stays warm. Stay back and forth.
That's it. That's what's good, man. Like we said, enjoy the coming weeks as the weather gets better and better. If you're in the South, the weather's already nice.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's like 80 degrees down the South. So, enjoy it. And don't take it for granted. Tomorrow's not promised. I want to give a shout-out to my cousin Big B, as they call him, Big Brian. Rest in peace.
Yes, sir.
Gone too
brother.
Soon. Yeah, gone too soon, but not forgotten. So, he's looking down, smiling right now.
Yes, sir. And laughing.
Yes, sir. That laugh, baby.
Yep.
That's what's good. But with that said, stay safe, stay sound. God bless. See you next week.
Peace.